Today we're rebuilding a jungle base wobble with that warm, dusty, tape-worn energy, but we're keeping it tight enough to sit properly in a modern Ableton Live 12 mix. And that balance is the whole point. We want movement, grit, and personality. But we do not want mush. We want a bass that feels alive, slightly unstable, and full of old-school DNB character, while still holding the low end together in mono. Think jungle record, not generic wobble preset. First thing, decide what role this bass is playing. That matters more than people think. Is it the main hook, or is it supporting a subline or a break-heavy groove? If it is the main hook, keep the phrase simpler and more memorable. If it is supporting the drums, you can get a little rougher in the mid-range and a little more active with the movement. Now write a short MIDI idea. Just 2 bars is enough. Keep it sparse. 1 to 3 notes per bar is a great place to start. Old-school jungle bass usually works better when it leaves space around the snare and gives the break room to breathe. If you fill every offbeat, the bass often stops feeling heavy and starts feeling nervous. A strong starting shape is root, fifth, octave. Keep the root low, and let the movement happen in the mid-range, somewhere around C1 to C3 depending on the track. And here's a useful rule: if the phrase feels too busy, remove notes before you reach for effects. In DNB, subtraction often makes the groove better faster than adding more. For the sound itself, Wavetable or Operator is perfect. Wavetable will get you to that rich mid character quickly, which is really useful here. Start with a saw or a square-like tone. Keep it mono if this synth is doing the low-end job. If you want more bite, add a second oscillator an octave up, but keep it quiet. The main goal is to create a solid foundation with a mid layer that can speak. Set the envelope so the attack is short but not clicky. Somewhere around 0 to 10 milliseconds is fine. Then give the decay enough space to shape the wobble, maybe around 200 to 500 milliseconds depending on the tempo and the feel. Sustain can stay fairly high if you want the note to hold naturally. The warmth comes from a slightly rounded start and a controlled tail. Why this works in DNB is simple. Jungle bass needs a clear hierarchy. The sub should stay clean and centered. The wobble layers should bring the character. If the low end gets owned by the mid bass, the kick loses punch, the snare loses authority, and the whole track starts to feel cloudy instead of heavy. So after the synth, use auto filter to create the movement. This is where the wobble really comes alive. Start with a low pass filter, modest resonance, and keep the movement controlled. You can automate the cutoff or modulate it with an LFO style setup, but the important thing is that it should feel slightly human. Old-school jungle wobble often sounds better when the movement is a little uneven, not perfectly symmetrical like a polished modern bass house patch. Try a slower wobble if you want a deeper rolling phrase. Try a faster wobble if you want more agitation. And if you want that dusty, hand-moved feel, automate the cutoff by hand over 2 bars so it breathes a little. That imperfect motion is part of the character. What to listen for here is whether the wobble is actually speaking in the mid-range, or whether the filter is too closed and the bass is disappearing. Also listen to how it sits against the snare. If the movement is fighting the drum pocket, open the filter a bit more on the sustain. If it feels too glossy or modern, reduce the resonance and make the motion less regular. Once the movement is working, bring in saturator. This is where the warm tape-style grit starts to appear. A good starting point is around 3 to 8 dB of drive, with soft clip-on. Keep the output level matched so you are not fooled by simple loudness. The goal is not to crush the bass. The goal is to bring out harmonics so it reads better on smaller speakers and has that worn, vintage edge when it sits against the break. If the sound starts to splatter, back off the drive and close the filter a little more before hitting the saturator again. A focused tone usually distorts in a warmer, denser way. A bright, open tone can turn brittle fast, and brittle is not the vibe here. A nice stock chain for this is Wavetable, saturator, auto filter, EQ8, and utility. Keep it clean and disciplined. The more old school you want it to feel, the less pristine the top should be. At this point, decide whether you want a live 2-layer patch or whether you want to print the sound to audio. Honestly, for jungle, resampling is often the better move. Once the wobble has personality, bounce it. Commit to audio. Then you can chop it, trim it, reverse it, or turn it into stabs. That is where it starts feeling like a real production decision instead of endless synth tweaking. If you do keep it live, separate the roles. One layer for the sub, one layer for the wobble mid. Keep the sub clean and centered. Keep the wobble filtered and gritty. Keep the job of each layer clear. Now let's tighten the low end. Put the bass against a drum loop, kick, snare, hats, ideally a chopped break too. This is the real test. Jungle bass can sound massive in solo and still fail in context. That is super common. Use EQ8 after the distortion stage. If the sub is separate, high pass the wobble layer around 80 to 120 Hz. Then cut any cloudy buildup in the low mids, maybe around 180 to 350 Hz, if it starts sounding boxy. If the filter opening gets scratchy, trim the 2 to 5 kHz area a little, and use utility to keep the bass mono where it matters. If there is width from effects, reduce it unless it is only living on a higher layer. What to listen for now is whether the snare still punches through clearly, and whether the bass note length feels controlled rather than bloated. If the kick disappears, the bass is probably hanging too low in the same space. Shorten the notes, high pass the wobble a bit more, or reduce the sub energy in the synth. The fix usually is not more distortion. The fix is more discipline. Now add a little variation across the phrase. This is where the bass stops sounding like a loop and starts sounding like a record. A simple and very effective idea is to keep bar 1 darker and more closed, then open bar 2 slightly more, or add a touch more drive. That gives you tension and release without changing the whole sound. If the bass is the main hook, make that second bar lift a little more expressive. If it is supporting the drums, keep the variation subtler so the break stays in front. That call and response relationship is huge in jungle. Let the bass answer the drums instead of sitting on top of them. And here's another useful QC habit. Check the patch in 3 passes. First, briefly in solo, just to confirm the shape, the note length, and the saturation. Then with the drums, at a matched loudness. Finally in mono, at low volume. If the bass line stops being identifiable in mono, that usually means the movement is too dependent on stereo width, or the midrange is buried under too much processing. What you're looking for is a grainy envelope, not just a tone. You should feel the note opening and closing. If you only hear tone, it's too static. If you only hear fizz, it's overcooked. The sweet spot is where the motion feels physical. Once the sound is working, keep it simple and add just one musical detail. Maybe an octave jump on the last hit of bar 2. Maybe a fifth before resolving back to the root. Maybe a tiny note length change. Don't turn it into a lead. The point is to add character, not to start a melody war with the drums. A strong jungle bassline often wins by being disciplined. That is the secret. Simple notes, controlled movement, warm saturation, clean mono low end, and always, always test it against the breaks. If you want to push it further, duplicate the track and save one version as the safe print before experimenting. Keep the good one, and abuse the duplicate. Make one version darker, one version more open. That way you can choose the one that serves the track instead of the one that just sounds cooler in solo. And once you've got a phrase that works, print it, shop it, and arrange it like a jungle record. Tease it in the intro with filtered fragments. Bring in the full wobble in the drop. 8 bars later, remove one note or shift the last answer. In the second drop, open the filter a little more or swap in a slightly different resampled version. That small evolution makes the bass feel alive and keeps the arrangement moving. Why this works in DNB is because the bass is not just a sound, it is part of the phrase architecture. The groove comes from the relationship between the bass, the break, and the transitions. If the bass line knows when to back off and when to answer, the whole tune feels more intentional. So, to recap, start with a simple 2-bar MIDI idea, keep the notes sparse, build the tone with wave-eatable or operator, shape the wobble with auto-filter, add warm grit with saturator, tighten the low end with EQ8 and utility, and then check everything against drums. Keep the sub clean, keep the wobble disciplined, and let the movement live mostly in the mids. If you do that right, you'll get that old-school jungle energy, warm, haunted, tape-worn, and still proper in the mix. Now jump into the exercise. Build the 2-bar wobble with only a few notes, one automation lane, and stock devices only. Then print one audio version and test it against a break. If you can make it feel good there, you've got the real thing.